You know, since the moment that they announced this back in May and early June, we started getting our group together and saying, hey, this is crazy. We should be doing Jason Lester events. We should tap into and leverage off of Jason Lester running. And that wasn't just a concept that Manatee came up with, which I think is awesome for all of us to have a 100-day challenge and challenging us to step up and do something different and be bigger and be better and be committed and change our habits in our life, because every one of us, And I'm not speaking for all of you, but I can't imagine anyone walking this earth is perfect in all of their habits. So I'm suggesting that each and every one of us have some habits that could use some correcting, some replacement habits, as I call them. I look at my habits and I say they might not be all that bad, but you know what? They could use a little tweaking or fine tuning or replacement. And replacing habits, you know, taking a bad habit and making a good habit out of it, it's sometimes hard to do. So if you don't have some reason to make a difference, then sometimes we don't do it, especially if we have no emotional involvement. Well, with Jason Lester running the wall, all of us have a tremendous emotional involvement. If we have any connectiveness with M5M, we realize this young man, who's young because he's half my age, Jason, he's racing. He's doing a marathon a day, every single day, and a lot of you have been tracing him on the China Wall, which is awesome as well. And, you know, he gives updates, and they've got him video, they've got pictures, new pictures every day on his website, and all that stuff is great to have. If you're not following that, go peek at it. I mean, don't get obsessed with it, but once every couple of days, you might want to just spend 10 minutes reviewing what's there. But the idea of that, this is what this guy's doing, and what are we doing? So there's a lot of emotionalism for us to get, you know, attached to that, because for most of us involved in Manatee, we are committed to ending global malnutrition in kids, and we want to see it happen yesterday, not, you know, 8 months from now or 10 years from now. We'd like to see it happen as fast as possible. So what are we doing? If Jason can dig inside himself and run a marathon a day, and some people say, well, how does his body put up with that? And I said, you know, any physical endurance, the real hardship of any physical activity isn't what's going on with the body, it's what's going on with the mind. And that's very true about people who do marathon runs, because your mind always is what controls the rest of what's going on in your body. So the idea is you got to keep talking to yourself and think about the self-talk that a guy goes through running a marathon a day for 100 days. I can't even imagine. I mean, it must just... I mean, how do you come up with new things every day on self-talk? I don't know. I'll have to ask him lots of questions when he gets done, because it marvels me. But, you know, but we all are filling out that 100-day challenge. But the idea is, how else can we leverage off it besides changing our habits in a way that's more honoring to end this, you know, malnutrition in children around the world? What else can we do? And that is, one of the things is to leverage off of Jason Lester. Because Jason is a big name. He's a ESPY Award winner, 2009 Best Male Athlete. He's been Nike sponsored. I mean, all these things. And Amber Toast is what is his, you know, empowers him. Amber Toast is what makes all the difference in the world in Jason's life. So it's, you can see the tie-in is so direct. If we can just get in front of perhaps athletes that are doing similar things to what Jason's doing. It doesn't have to be biking. Running. It could be biking. It could be any endurance type athletic activity, anything like that, because he's an ultra endurance athlete. So how do we tie into that? Well, we get a presence at events. We choose to be present at events and make our presence well known. And so that's what I got my team all across Texas and up in Minneapolis. Everybody's picking events, and they've been doing this since June. Some of them not till July, some of them maybe not even until August. But I've been promoting this since June for everybody to go out and research in your area what events, sports events, do you have coming up. And it's amazing in every single one of these communities. I mean, Dallas, we had literally hundreds of them. You know, Lubbock's the same thing. I think they found 7 triathlons alone in the Lubbock area for the next 3 months. That's a lot. And that's just one type of event. There's biking events. There's you know, karate events. There's all that. You can take any kind of endurance athletics. You want to be a part of it because you want to be in their face, in their room. You want to be in the booth. You want to be, if they don't have booths, you want to be there and have your presence so that you can educate people on the importance of taking care of their body physically in the best possible way to give them the highest level of endurance, recovery, you know, and you know, in endurance, in any kind of race or activity that they might be in, that will allow them to compete at a higher level. So, pick the event. Let's just run through the outline and talk about how we do this. And obviously, some of this is just common sense, but I want to make it clear to everybody, step by step, how do you make it happen, and then go do it, right? Pick the event. Look at all upcoming sports events in your area. And the number one way to do that is Google. Some people dig through newspapers. Well, that's like part of the Stone Ages. Internet's your best source. You just have to put in event and you put in area that you want it in, whether it's a community. Typically, if you put in a DFW area, you're going to get anything in the surrounding 25 miles around the DFW area. So if you want to go broader than that, just pick different cities, different communities, and find out what's happening. And you could just say sports events. That'll give you all of them. Or you could tie it to triathlons, or you could be bike races or whatever. Trust me, when I went to this bike race this last weekend, Hotter in Hell, there were probably 25 more bike races being advertised that are going to happen in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Really, we could be doing a bike race every single weekend if we chose to do that. Just in the Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico arena. Those are the four states that I saw numerous bike races in over the next 4 to 6 weeks. So they're happening every, and we already are lined up to do it, not something like 100 mile. This one was a breakdown of, they had four different races. They had dirt bike races and then three different level of regular road bike races, and then they actually even had a running event on Sunday. So they had many different events tied into it, but the major one was 100 miler, and that's you know, I don't know how they do 100 miles of biking in 105-degree temperature, but that's not my issue because I got to just stay in an air-conditioned booth. But it's amazing what's out there. So just open your eyes to it, look at all of them, and see which ones you want to attend. How big that geographic area is for you is just your choice. It's how far you want to travel. And sometimes we look at, you know, where do you have downline that haven't been active for a while? And this might be an event that gets them reactivated. So it's a great reactivation tool. If you have somebody who's 50 miles from you or 100 miles from you and they have a biking event or a triathlon coming in their town, give them a call and see if they're interested in, you know, playing. Hey, you ready to go out and play with me? This is what I'd like to do. And you outline what you want to do and say if they want to play. See what kind of leads we can generate. Maybe we can, you know, give you a jump start to your Manatech business. Great opportunity, right? So you choose the geographic area based on team members. You also can tie in, of course, when we talk about building that team, we'll talk about Crossline as well. But, of course, your first drive is to try to build your own organization. Minimum number of participants for any event depends on if you're going to have a booth or no booth. How many hours are you going to be staffing? Is it just a one-time event? So some of the events we're doing start at 5:30 in the morning, and they're triathlons, and you get the first hour is the most important hour of the time, and then you can choose to come back when it's supposed to be over, or you can hang out in the local Starbucks until it's over and all the athletes come back again. But you have, you know, a certain period of time of exposure that you want to be there. Or you can have an event like we had, which was, you know, the Hotter in Hell, and we started Thursday. We had like 6 or 7 hours Thursday, 12 hours Friday, or more than that even, I think. Anyway, and Saturday, another 9 till 4, 7 hours. So we had a lot of hours to cover, so we needed more people because we didn't want the same two people, only two people at the booth the whole time. So you decide your number of participants based on booth or no booth, and then what's the event time schedule. And your booth versus no booth, it's just a matter of cost and more attention. And, of course, you know, having a booth is going to take a lot more time and energy around preparation work, and so you need to have more advanced notice. And then look at potential real-time and residual advertising. What am I talking about that? Well, real-time advertising is on-the-spot advertising. Residual is, are there newsletters? Are there other things? Are there other ways you can capture and carry on the whole concept of what the event just was? So how would you do that? Well, you know, if you had a biking event or running event, you have a health food store in the area where you can put up posters afterwards that might reflect, you know, the event and, you know, endurance racing or something. Do you have, can you put in a post-event 1 week later in the newspaper, get some advertising of that with a picture of your booth and something about endurance and health? I mean, there's so many ways that you can have residual advertising after an event is over. And part of that, of course, is to have enough advertising at the event that everybody, like for our event at Hotter Than Hell, every single athlete that competed, they're not looking for advertising the day they compete, are they? But every single one of their bags, and there were like between 12 and 15,000 of them, inside their bag was one of our advertisings. So they might look at it today, tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now. We don't know when they're going to look at all their goodies in their bag, but they probably didn't do it before they raced, right? So there's residual advertising. So you want to look at all those possibilities. So it gives you an idea of how big this event could be for you. I always look at, you know, when I look at an event, in choosing the event, I want to make sure that how many people are going to be in attendance, right? You got to look at what's and how do you find that out? You call up the event coordinators and you just talk to them and say, hey, how many years have you been doing this event? What's your average number of people you have? That, and you can find out from them. So we knew that Hotter Than Hell was going to have 15,000 people. Does that make sense? When we knew that it basically shuts down the whole town of Wichita Falls for 3 days, because the majority of these people are not from Wichita Falls. They're coming from all over the United States. I mean, there are people from New York, Florida, Canada. There are people from California, Colorado. It was incredible how many people were there from all over the United States. It was a blast. And think about building your downline like that, right? So it's not just about having a local representation of organization. You're getting them all over. In fact, when we signed up a new all-star at the booth, and he was from Oklahoma, so it wasn't even from the state of Texas. So that's great. So connect with the event coordinators. They play a huge part in helping you and being active with them. And the other aspect of it is these coordinators can easily become people that you sign up in your organization. I think Ginger, the gal who is like heading this whole event up this weekend, she actually got so in well with the gal. I think the gal's already using youth. She sent her some samples and she bought her first bottle of youth or something. So isn't that a great thing? So you've got, and it's a great thing to share free samples with people who are coordinators, because then you get a bigger benefits from them. They treat you differently because you've honored them by gifting them things, right? So get in bed with the event coordinators and so that they are interested in you being successful and giving you the best advice they can to allow you to maximize your results at the event. And I put in the outline, understand the relationship with Jason Lester. Don't allow it to be a stretch. In other words, I don't know that I would do a Jason Lester booth at a cheerleading event or a Jason Lester booth at a boxing event. There are so many high endurance type things like running, biking, triathlons. Those are kind of the areas that we're sticking to. I'm not saying it wouldn't work at these, but I'm saying it's easier when you don't make it a stretch. You do the same thing that Jason's known for what he's done. Like he's biked across the United States. That was what Nike, you know, supported him, was his sponsor for. So stay within Jason Lester's reputation and what he's known for, and you'll probably get more responsiveness. And the third thing I put in choosing event is make sure you have enough lead time to prepare. Now, just as I say that, I'm going to tell you the first day I announced to my group and taught and trained them how we should, you know, get together on a weekly basis, have team meetings around sponsoring events and going to bike shops, running shops, and all these different things. One of the gals immediately called a friend because he, you know, sponsored triathlons and found out there was a triathlon 6 days later. So we did happen to do an event in 6 days. It was really, I mean, gals did a great job, but it just puts a lot of stress and pressure on everything going around us when you do that. So it's better if you have a little bit more time to prepare. Establish your team is my second part of the outline. And what is that all about? Well, you know, we had the excitement of the team in Wichita Falls to use the taproot concept. You know, the three-point plan, we have a taproot. Every single, the leader of the group with Ginger, she got a hold of Maggie. Maggie was the gal who was actually from Wichita Falls. It was all her idea to do this. And they got the people they staffed with, there were five of them, plus Mary Jo and Lydia. We came to join them and support them. But the five people that were, you know, getting 100% of the leads were in the same taproot, and they're placing 100% of the leads. So it's not about sharing leads. You get it? Everybody's getting the benefit of 100% of these leads. And they're all going in the taproot. And by the way, they got almost 100 leads from just the people coming to the table and people that I talked to at different booths. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal. And already one all-star signed up. All the follow-up is taking place today and tomorrow and Wednesday on the rest of them. But the idea was, wow, just think if they sign up 20% of those, five people in our downline supported an event, and they all got 20 brand-new associates in their downline. They didn't sign up 100, they only signed up 20, but this is the beauty of the taproot. Every one of them is going to be benefited by every single sign-up. So every one of them, five people just have a brand-new all-star in their downline already before we even finish the event. Whereas if you sit back and go, okay, let's split the leads, you get this, when you do cross-line stuff like that, you know, that's what's going to happen. But the taproot concept, it makes it incredible, right? Really, really exciting, and everybody working together. Cross-line, if you have to do that, that's great too. I don't want you to stop just because you go, oh, Mary Jo, I don't have five people, or I don't have two people, or I just signed up yesterday, or I only have 10 people in my entire downline, and they're in different states. How do I do this in, you know? Then find somebody local. Go to your local events, if they're local events being held, or find out from Manitech who other associates active in the area, and connect with them and say, hey, can we do an event together? I'd love to, you know, be a part, and we'll share leads. And that's how you do it. That works. It's what we always did. So the taproot concept is something new and different, and I love the huge benefit from it, but the idea of doing it cross-line works as well. Family members can also be recruited, as long as what? Here's my suggestion to you. If you're recruiting family members, don't bring somebody to the booth like my husband. Now, yes, I love my husband. He is a terrific guy, but he is totally opposite to Mary Jo. In other words, if you think I'm full of energy and love to talk to anybody, no matter what they look like, talk like, act like, whatever, you're right, because that's my sense of why my purpose is here on Earth, and it exhilarates me to meet new people. And if you talk to the girls that were at the that's exactly what Mary Jo was for 3 days. She was crazy and on fire talking to everybody who even came close to making eye contact with her, right? So and I went around to every booth that was there, and that was a huge impact center, was packed full of booths. So you can imagine how many were there. So, but my husband's opposite. He could care less. I mean, he doesn't want anybody in the house. He doesn't want anyone to come over. He's a quiet guy. He doesn't talk very much. When he does get in a conversation, it's either about God, or it's about coins, or it's about bridge. Those three topics, that's about it. Okay? So that's his lifestyle. So very different. So I'm just suggesting that when you select people for your team to be out there interfacing with the public, make sure you're picking people who have that outgoing personality. They're going to be the best. If you have people who want to be part of the booth who don't have an outgoing personality, let them be all the planners, the detail people, the technology people taking care of the computer and all the other things going on, right? Because, you know, if you put those people out to interface with the public, you're going to watch them just kind of look at everybody as they walk by the booth. And they're going to be sitting there going, and you can talk to them and say, well, how come you're not interacting with people? And they go, well, no one has asked me any questions yet or come up to me and asked anything about the booth or who Jason Lester is. And I start, you know, I feel badly because it's like they're not going to. I mean, we got over 100 leads. We handed out probably over 1,000 to 2,000 flyers to people that walked by the booth. And the 100 leads are the ones that actually came and filled out a form for a drawing. And if we would have waited till somebody came up to the booth and asked questions, we probably would have gotten 10 or 20. So it's not about them coming up to the booth and asking. It's about somebody walks by our booth and makes eye contact with the backdrop. That's all they had to do for me, and I was ready to interact, and I was all over them. So, I mean, it was fun. It made it fun. But you want to have people, again, that love to be friendly, personality, right, that are going to be outreaching. How many do I really need in the booth, right? And that, again, depends on time frame of event. Do you have a booth or not a booth? If you don't have booths at an event, because a lot of the events you call up and you find out what they're running, if they're smaller, they're not going to have booths. One bike race said that we're going to be doing in Odessa, I believe. They said, well, we don't have booths, but the kickoff and registration's at a hotel, and we'll get you a separate table just for your, you know, M5M program. So bingo, we're going to look as important as the registration. But they're not having a convention center with booths, but we're going to get one. So you can see you can even kind of negotiate your way into that at some events as well, depending on how they're doing the registration, right? So you can get some exposure that way. If they don't have a booth, well, then obviously you just can do this all by yourself. I suggest you try to grab somebody else to take along with you because it's more fun doing it in tandem than all alone, but you just need yourself. But if you have a booth, you got to look at the schedule of events. For us, like I said, we had 3 days, like 7 hours, 12 hours, 9 hours or something between, and we didn't want the same two people in the booth all the time. So we had an aggregation of 7 people. That was a lot, but I spent most of my time away from the booth just interacting with people in other booths and interacting with some of the charities that were there, causes, and picked up a pediatrician and some other. I mean, I made some phenomenal connections without going on and on about Jason Lester. I just made some incredible, and these are going to be people, I don't know where it's going, but guess what? I got some phenomenal connections that aren't even kind of in our list of total contacts we have because they're different kinds of contacts. But with the purpose of maybe doing something with them, very different reach out, outreach or whatever, but eventually getting to Manatech somewhere down the road. So again, booth or no booth makes a difference, time frame of event, and then you want to schedule so you rotate people. Because you don't want people sitting behind the booth. It's the worst possible. We had chairs, but you know what? It's not about sitting behind a booth. If you're not outside in front of the booth interacting with people, you're never going to draw anyone inside. So that's the way we did. Okay, advertising, advanced advertising in local paper is terrific. We did that. We hit the local Wichita Falls News. We got a picture of that. That went out like 2 weeks before the event started. We actually traced the hits on Ginger's website because she had built a website, and that's what we advise you to do, build your own website. They're very cheap to do. Build your own website with hits, and I think I later on I gave you mine that you can go look at to see how we're building them. But you can advertise in local papers, and you know, how do you share information? People aren't going to call you. They're not going to email you. These are things, dinosaurs of the past. That's why you need a website. And you need a website that's catchy phrase. And mine isn't very catchy, but the gal that did this one had a very, they're using different things about Jason's, like Jason's Edge, Jason's Secret, Jason. There's so many things. You can just go and get a domain name and have it linked in to your website. So you have a website, and do the advanced advertising in the newspaper and with a website so they can go and find out more information. We advertise in the event flyers and the news inserts. We advertise in the competitors' bags. We told you about that, so every single competitor has that. And, again, we set up a website for the website for the event that I have under 3D in the outline is not your website, but a lot of these organizations actually build a website for their specific event. Or they're a local community with a community website, and they have a ad on there for the event, and they might allow you for an extra $100, $200 to slap on your ad on that page for the event. You can find out. There's, you know, nothing's lost by asking, so there's other advertising you can do as well. And those are just some ideas, people. Everything I'm giving you today is just a bunch of ideas. Obviously, you can expand on these. This is just our experiences around this after doing this for the last couple of months. And we have, I don't know, we have a bunch of events. We have 6 events in Oklahoma the next 2 months. We have, I think, 12 events in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in the next 2.5 months. We have a number of events going on in Austin. So, I mean, and the Lubbock area has a bunch that I don't, you know, they're scheduling that I'm not a part of. But it's each organization in Minnesota, I believe they're doing a number of them as well. So it's you choose how many you're going to do. So there's always room for doing this. And acknowledging the fact that Jason's going to run for 100 days, you know, some of you are going, well, you know, he's already started running. He's going to be running the rest of August, all of September, virtually all of October. So have you missed out? No. Perfect time is to start now if you haven't started yet, right? And then what is on my advertising? Again, I just talked about the website, establish your own domain name. We put shop.maitech.com so people can buy now. In fact, we put it on our flyers. We put buy now and we give them the shop.maitech so they can purchase the product if they want to try it right there. We actually had somebody buy. I don't know if we had one or two people that actually bought some Amber Toast right off of our booths. Now, they didn't buy the tub of Amber Toast, but they bought the capsules. So that was pretty cool. You know, so people, because if they really like it, they want to get started on it yesterday, right? So we had and I don't advise that you buy a lot of product for that. I think that if you had four or five bottles, you more than cover yourself because most people don't do that. They want to do more research. They want to talk more and learn more before they buy. But there will be some that do that. And then build a website. That's what I just talked about. And I put that in there, International Nutra, INTLNutra.com. That's just an example. This one is actually on my business card for this three-month period of time. It's part of my business card for this three. That's where I'm having my International Nutra. Because I'm doing so many events and handing out my cards at so many events, that's where I want people to go. Do you get it? So it wouldn't be an average business card I'd give to somebody that I meet at Albertsons, but it's something I'm using for all the events I'm attending for the next 3 months. So you can attach that to all of your materials at the event, at your booth, as well as all the advertising you do. Clothing for the booth. Whether you have booth or no booth, you want to be dressed for success. Did you guys see the picture? I think Lydia put a copy of our picture of our booth. We call it the three blonde bombshells that were behind there. That's Maggie and Mary Jo in the middle and Ginger's on the right as you're looking at the picture. And that's our booth. And so you can see what we had. This is right from Hotter Than Hell. And anyway, your clothing. We all had M5M shirts. T-shirts differently made, it doesn't matter, but they all had M5M on the front of them, right? I had one that was orange with black on it. I had one that was black with orange on it that I bought from Manatech. The other T-shirt I made myself at a local T-shirt shop for like $15, so they don't cost very much. It's some investment that you'll get back tenfold if you, you know, really jump out and do this. So, but the neat thing about the M5, and let me just tell you something about that shirt. Not only did we look more professional, or there was a tremendous amount of unity. Remember the three powers? Power of unity, big time. You don't want everybody looking differently. You want people looking like you're part of a team. I think that's one of the reasons the guy came in as an all-star is because he saw the teamwork we had going on just for this one simple event, right? So anyway, so he saw the team there together, working together, loving on each other, having a blast, great interaction amongst us. And so that was all very, very exciting. And so you want to look like a team. But the other thing it did, as I walked around the whole place, I mean, I was wearing, you can't tell what I had on the bottom, I was wearing those leggings that you wear when you're like the longer ones when you're working out that went about 4 inches past my knee, tight black leggings with my shirt on. That's what I wore for the entire event, and just changed shirts out. One day I was black with orange, the other I was orange with black, and the last day I think I wore the Manatech, the orange one polo shirt with M5M on it, so it always advertised M5M. But when I walked around with that M5M China Run from booth to booth, you can't imagine how many people. When I interacted with them, they said, so what is this thing about China Run? It was awesome. I was so excited. It was like, hey, I don't have to say anything about it. And somebody asked me the question. Don't you love that when you're out? Does anyone ever come up to you when you're at the grocery store and say, hey, do you know anything about glyconutrients? No, of course they don't. But this is what was going on for me at this event. People were asking me about the China Run. And as we know, we really love it when people ask us about what we do because then our passion and our energy gets to come out in full blown. So it was a blessing. So that's how I got a number. Sorry, people. I talked too much all weekend. Actually, losing my voice. So I got a number of people asking me questions just because of what I was wearing. So I absolutely suggest clothing for your booth is crucial, whether you have a booth or not. clothing at the event. You want to represent and stand for M5M. And the China run is equally important because that's what's interesting. I've had less people ask me about M5M on a T-shirt than when it said China run. So I suggest you do the full China run deal and have fun with that. And by the way, some of you go, well, I make an investment, and so I can only wear the shirt for a couple of months, and then Jason's going to be done. I go, are you kidding? I'm going to wear my China run shirt for, you know, the next 5 years. Why? Because he did it. It will still trigger questions. And then I can talk about this incredible athlete that's an ESPY Award winner, right? So, I mean, why do you, just because the event's over doesn't mean you stop wearing the shirt. So it's an investment today. It's an investment for tomorrow, for a month from now, 6 months from now, 6 years from now. So all of that's important. You can get caps, headbands, all of those things, whatever you choose to wear. One of our events, people wear the caps, the you know, the baseball caps and things like that. All of that's available on that M5M store. I don't think it's M5M store. I think I did that wrong. I think it's Manatech store, whatever that. Sorry, that's a wrong. Please note that 4A is a wrong. We'll correct that when we repost the outline. I just kind of put that down there quickly and missed it on my review. Sorry. But, you know, which manatechstore.com, I believe it is, where you can buy all that stuff. Lydia does all my purchasing, so that's why I don't know off the top of my head. I talked about the athletic wear in the bottoms. Be consistent with team because of professionalism, all that. Okay, so everybody clear on the clothing for your booth and or no booth. If you're just going to go to an event, talk to the team that you're going to have there and try to have some consistency. You don't have to look like identical twins, but have some consistency in what you're wearing so it clearly reflects what you're about. 5, drawing. And this is something you've learned if you've ever done a booth at any place. If you're doing a booth, you want to have a drawing because it's your best possible way to collect leads. Because people will fill out a card to get something for free, all right? So it's the best way to collect leads. And when you put out cards, we just had these little bitty cards that had 3 items, name, email, phone number, period. That's it. And some people didn't even fill out all 3. They just put in 2. But it took them, probably less than 20 seconds to fill out a card. So when they look at a card like that, they're more apt to fill it out to win a free Amber Toast than they are if it's got 6 questions on it, right? So definitely have cards available. We probably made up, 500 of them or so. And we had them all there. They're just small little cards, ours were like, maybe 4 inches by 1 inch or something, or 1.5 inches. That's how tiny they were. And so people would fill them out and put them in a bowl, have a bowl there showing a bunch of cards. You might want to make up about 100 of them before they even start so that it looks like the bowl is full, whatever you want to do. But you want to collect leads that way. And, again, the short amount of information they have to fill out. And every single card, after the person fills it out, drops it in the bucket, and they walk away, my people pulled it out of the bucket, and I said, right on the back of it, what did you learn about the person? Something personal about them? Some kind of information? How do you want to follow up with them? Anything that you can see. Because there's no way when you're meeting thousands of people that you're going to remember any specific person. I mean, my memory is really good, and I can remember a few of them without looking at a card. But when you're talking about 100, forget about it. It's not gonna. And when you follow up with these people, it's all about being personal. It's all about building relationship. So if you remember something specific about them, you don't have to remember it. Now it's on the card. So when you get back in contact with me, you say, you know, I really enjoyed our conversation about, you know, where the medical profession's going today, and da 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 da. And they're going to go, wow, this woman remembered me out of 15,000 people. You get the difference? How would that make you feel if somebody wrote you back and remembered you and specifically what you talked about? That's the importance. This is building relationships. So make notes on the back of every card about that person so you can recall the conversation, but you also can use it when you do the follow-up. Both are critically important. And then make sure when you're doing the raffle the products that you're promoting. In other words, if you're promoting Amber Toast, don't raffle off sport. It's not what you're promoting. And confusion can exist. I even saw it at our booth this weekend. people would come up and they'd taste. We had Impact there in little cups, you know, with Impact. People were testing. And they said, well, is this what this is all about? And I was like, well, absolutely not. It's not about that at all. In fact, it's all about this, you know. So we had this, we had kind of a conflict going on between Ambertos and Impact, but we handled it really well. But you want to make sure that you're really central focus. Because if you start talking about 12 products, you're in trouble. The only products we had a full display of the products that Jason uses, as you can see when you look at our booth right in the middle there, and we used Getting the Edge, that brochure, that one-page document I made with the anti-doping language. We'll talk about that in a minute, but the whole Bout de Cor. But the concept is that you want to have it so there's consistency there. And raffling products off, you want to raffle off the products that are the products that you're promoting. So Ambertos. So every time I talked to him, I said, hey, why don't you, you know, you have an opportunity here to win some free Ambertos. So why don't you just put, you know, give us a little bit of information there, drop it in the bucket, and maybe you'll be one of the lucky winners. And that's how we did it. Because after, what did we share with them about? Ambertos, the thing that powers Jason Lester. That's it. You don't have enough time to talk about the 7 products he's on and what they all are. Forget it. You can handle that later. You can hand out sheets. In fact, we had sheets at the booth that were Getting the Edge sheets. We actually had those. People could take those with them as well if they wanted to look at all the products and the follow-up. But we really stayed singularly to Ambertos as the product that we raffled off. Okay? Bout de Cor. And, of course, we gave you that huge, beautiful picture, and you could see our booth. By the way, we sent that. It was terrific until, like, the first day I'm out there talking to people. And, of course, I thought the booth was awesome. They did a great job. But I'm talking to people, and I said, yeah, this company, Manatech. And I looked down at the word Manatech. You guys might not have noticed it, but if you look at Manatech, it's not spelled right in front of the booth. They spelled it M-A-N-N-E. So I kind of laughed about that. Sorry that guy screwed up on making our card for our booth. But nonetheless, they worked. So I just kind of crossed it off and put an A above it. But, they, you know, you want your booth to be professional looking. We sent a copy of this picture of this booth to all the officers at Manatech. Sent it out to Al and Rob Sinnott and Bo and everybody and got some great feedback from them. They loved it. They loved it because it looked real professional. You can get a banner hanging behind the table. There you can see the example of the banner that we used, Miles for Male Nutrition, M5M, Fight Male Nutrition. And you can get, Manatech has those available. They can tell you how to order those. So if you'd like to get a backdrop like that, and it really fit beautifully in our booth that we had there. So it just gives a, do you have to have that? No, but it just, you can see that really drew a lot of people. It's a beautiful, beautiful visual. And I'm going to talk to you about when people came to the booth or walked by and made eye contact. Remember I talked about anyone who makes eye contact with your backdrop, you're in conversation with. They don't have to open their mouth. They don't have to ask a question. They're walking by and they look at your booth. I'm in conversation with them. All they had to do is say, if they never looked at our booth, I didn't reach out and grab them and drag them in. But if they made one eye contact with the booth, I would grab onto them and say, hey, or I'd just start talking to them. I'd probably grab onto them. But I just said, have you ever heard of Jason Lester? That was my lead in, because that's who's on that big, you know, banner is Jason Lester. And then I got to tell a little story about Jason. You know, and I love to throw out the ESPY Award winner because that grabs attention. It's not just Joe Schmo walking the streets. You've got an ESPY Award Best Male Athlete 2009. Competed for 7 years. Everybody wondered what the heck he was on because he's an ultra-endurance guy that does things no one else does. Like take, for instance, 5 Ironman contests in 5 days on 5 different Hawaiian islands, and he's got a paralyzed right arm. And people just like, they're gaga at that stage, right? And you just go, and then finally the company found out because Nike was sponsoring him and ordered like, I don't know, 100 to 200 tubs of Ambertos, and most people don't order nutritional supplements in that quantity. And they found out, and he found out about their commitment as a social entrepreneur company to end global malnutrition, and he wanted the whole world to know. So he joined forces with Manatech this year and decided that he was going to run the Great Wall of China to get the publicity out for Mission 5 Million, M5M, because 5 million kids die every year under the age of 5 of malnutrition. And that's it. All of that language takes less than 30 seconds, but it has a major impact on the person. And they start asking questions. So you take 30 seconds, and they start asking questions. You take 30 seconds, they start, you get it? There's your lead-in. But if I didn't have that banner back there asking them, have you ever heard of Jason Lester, there would be no relationship to a visual. So you want to have some visual that you can relate to draw the people in and get that going. Okay, floor banner, floor to ceiling banner. You can see the one on the right in the picture. That came from Manitech. Actually, you can get that made. I suggest not. That's really an advertisement for Manitech. We used it for decor, but it really talks about Facebook, Twitter, all those kind of things. It was a publicity for Manitech to the associates of all the different ways they're going to be transmitting the data on Jason Lester. Manitech has now got their own banners. You can floor-to-ceiling banners, that, and you can get those off of the Manitech website. It's M5M, Miles for Malnutrition. They have flyers, posters, banners, all of that's available, instructions on how you can print it. So I suggest you go to their website and get that information off of Manitech, and that's the best way to do it versus using something that really doesn't fit. That would be my one, you know, we thank Manitech for contributing that to us. It was great that we could borrow it for a few days, but with all the things on Twitter, Facebook, everything else, it really didn't, you know, it didn't match up. It just was a color piece. But is it necessary to have the floor banner? Not anywhere near as important it is to have that banner in the back, in my mind. 11x17 table poster. If you look to the far right on the picture, you're going to see that it's a poster there right next to the floor to ceiling 8-foot banner. You're going to see a poster that I put together. It's 11x17, and it has pictures that came off of Jason's website. When I looked at Jason's website the other day, last week, early part of last week, Monday or Tuesday, before the event, I saw these phenomenally beautiful pictures. There's one, Jason staring at the Great Wall of China, and all in greens and blues, and it was beautiful. It was like man on a mission. And I saw him running the Great Wall. I put that picture in there. So there are a bunch of, and then holding up the M5M in China with some Chinese people. I love them, and I wanted to get that because it brings people even closer to what Jason's doing in China. So all we did, I had Lydia just piecemeal some of those pictures together and make an 11x17 poster. We took it over to Kinko's, had foam put behind it, and we put it up as a poster on the table. So you can see that. Again, you easily done a product display of all Jason's products with the anti-doping statement. I believe Lydia attached that. It's the last page of the outline today. You can see what we did. Get the edge and the anti-doping type of language. I highly suggest you have that available. Because people are going to ask those kind of questions, and you could say this is Manitech's statement. They use no substances that are banned by any of the doping. You know, they want to know that you take a stance on that. That's very critical for athletes. So the product display of all Jason's products, we actually had that not only on display in a plastic, you know, little 8.5x11 stand on the table, but we also had stacks of those so people could take those with them if they wanted to research more about the other products as well. Our product display contained all of his 7 products. We had a laptop on it. You can see the laptop behind the bottles of Ambertos, kind of in the middle of the table. That laptop had a continuous feed of a loop with the interview from Jason. And that was awesome because some people would come by and just listen to Jason, or they had an opportunity. You could say, hey, you want to just listen to Jason? And they could, if they're interested, they could hear him. Impact display was on the far left side of our booth. As you stare at it, you can see all the cups out there. We eventually had a platter where we put the cups on it, looked more professional. And then we had all the information about Impact there. You need to show them what ingredients are in Impact. You can't just have cups of Impact out there. We had the tubs of Impact, but we also had the ingredient listing off of the product, the Manitech Library product information sheet was there. The raffle bowl, you can see we converted it. It started off as a wicker basket right next to the 11x17, and we converted it to a glass bowl. That was just there for temporary. So we had a glass bowl there with all the tickets in there. And you can see the pens and the stacks of cards right in front of the wicker basket. And then there's another one in front of the Ambertos. And by the way, the little plaque that's standing in, right behind the Amber Toast bottles, if you can see it on the picture, that is, we did a Where is Waldo? You guys familiar with Where is Waldo? We did a Where is Jason? Because the Great Wall of China is kind of, you know, that Great Wall. I just thought it had a kind of cute ring to it. Where is Jason? And then there's a big picture of the Great China Wall. Just if it's something funny or cute, whatever you choose to do. We didn't have too many comments about that, but I just thought it was something cute and funny. And very inexpensive. All these things, very inexpensive. So the impact display, the raffle bowl, the handouts. Okay. Now, if you look at the far right and right before you, on the left side, right before you get to the cups of the impact, you're going to see stacks of flyers. Those flyers are ones you've got copies of. They're not this size. They're half the size of an 8.5 by 12. So they're like, what is that, 4 by 5.5 or something, 5 3/4. That's what they are. And they're all living color, orange and greens and everything. We made these about 2 months ago. Again, you don't have to do that. You can use Manitex flyer off of their website with the products. We made these up because we wanted to, you know, when we had that first event that we had in 7 days, Lydia and I needed to slap together some things to make it work for them. So what we did is we made these up, and the first page on the attachments to the outline is the front of it, and the second is the back of it. So who is Jason Lester? We want people to know. And then at the bottom it says buy now for more information. So we have a shop.manatech thing, and then we have, and usually on our buy now, we put the website, and then for more information we had somebody's email address. So you can fill that in. We make this as a form document, so all you've got to do is slap a sticker on right there, slap a see-through sticker on it and have it pre-printed with your website, with the shop.manatech or whatever your website is if you have a domain name, and for more information put in your email. So it can be something you use for 101 events. You can have different people's names on it. You can use it differently. Each one can be done differently. Or if you choose to, you can have it pre-printed if you wanted. But I think Lydia's selling these things, so you can actually, if you like this color and you like this better than Manitex, you can get a hold of them. She should be posting something on the Manitrain website for you guys to buy them if you'd like to buy them from her. We actually mass-produce them because we're selling them to our entire organization, and we package them in packages of 100. They come pre-packaged, shrink-wrap in packages of 100. So if you're interested in getting some of those for your event, you're more than welcome to get a hold of Lydia or contact us through manatrain.net as well. So those are great, and those flyers are critical. Those kind of little handouts like that, those little sheets, they were in everybody's bag, but they're also critical for you to, if you're not having a booth, you need to have those to hand out to people when you're walking around. Because they're going to, how else do you, how do you collect information on them? Number two, you want to make sure you're leaving everybody you're in contact with information on how they can get back in touch with you and learn more about Jason, right? Jason Lester. And so that's the idea of making sure that you have something available. You might even staple your business card to it. I don't know. Whatever you choose to do. But it's a great little flyer, and it's small, so it's not intrusive on people. It's something simple. It's very cost-effective. We hand it off the table. Like I said, I think we collected over 100 leads, probably, you know, I got a bunch, too, from going around table to table, the leads from filling out the cards and dropping them into the glass bowl. But we probably handed out, like I said, I'd say probably over 1,000. Because there are a lot of people that came to the table that, you know, the people that just aren't going to fill out their name. They're not going to give up their information to you. I don't know why. They just don't want to do that. But they don't. But tons got these little flyers. Everybody got the flyer. We made sure no one left without getting that flyer. Okay? So you got that. Really critical. The business cards, they're critical as well with where there's no booth. And we had two different stacks of business cards and little business card holders on the table. Whose business card? We gave all the business cards put out were Maggie's because, again, we didn't have the problem because we did a taproot, right? Everyone was going in the taproot underneath the next person. And how much fun for this guy who came in as an all-star. We didn't even tell him. But you realize he's going to have 100% of the sign-ups from this event in his downline. This guy could have, you know, 50 new associates in his downline within the next 2 weeks, just from the Hotter in Hell event. That's crazy. That's pretty cool. I think I want it. I should assign myself up as another position. No, I'm just kidding. It's just fun. We didn't even use that. I didn't tell them that because I had no idea what the girls were planning or whatever. All that's exciting. The other last thing I have on the boot decor is the Jolly Roger candy. One of our gals, Maggie, who is in charge, it's the second day, she brings in these two big bowls, or no, they're like buckets, like silver buckets, you know, where you usually have peanuts at that one place. I mean, full of Jolly Roger candies. And I was like looking at that going, she put one right at the edge of the corner of the table, the front left-hand corner of the table. And I'm going, you know, I didn't say anything to her because I love her and I didn't want to, you know, burst her bubble, but I was going, candy? I mean, garbage? You know, because you don't think, what do I want? I just let it go, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it was so funny. When anyone came up and grabbed all the Jolly Roger candies, from that moment forward, it was hilarious. Here's Mary Jo. I go, hey, wait a minute. In order for you to have the bad sugars, you got to listen to me talk about the good sugars. I used it and tied it right into Amber Toast. I had more fun with that. So I'm not sure it was a bad idea. I think it worked out great. For me, I managed how I was going to use it. For Maggie, she just said, Mary Jo, it's an attractor factor. You know, people come to the table because they want to grab something. They want some sugar in their mouth. You'd be amazed how many of that Jolly Roger candy disappeared in 2 days, right? Even these bikers coming off of their races, they come by and they grab a couple of them. And, the kids, they really went after them. But it was I used it as a great tie-in to exactly what we're doing. Bad sugars, good sugars. So no matter what you want to do, people, you can't go wrong. Everything works. Behavior at event, don't sit behind booth. Once somebody makes eye contact with the booth, start a conversation. I already told you about that. Have you ever heard of Jason Lester? I gave you all my language I go through. I talked about good sugar, bad sugar with respect to the candies when they've done. Spend time visiting other booths. I had a great time. I had a phenomenal time. I met some people I hope to be friends with the next 10 years, 20 years of my life. Really. That's how much fun it was. And I hope to see them at other events. It was that much fun. I met a guy. Hey, you ready for this? I met a guy. First of all, one guy running a booth was from Brown Deer, Wisconsin. He lives in San Antonio now. Now, wasn't that awesome? I mean, how would you think I'd ever meet somebody from Wisconsin running another booth and in Wichita Falls, Texas, right? But you got to hear this one. I saw a guy walking around with a Green Bay Packer cap, and I went up to him. I say, go, Pack, go. Now, this guy was about 75 years old, right? So anyway, so we started talking. Well, this woman came up, and she had white hair, and she looked like she was about 65, 70, you know, any 65-ish or something. And she came up. She goes, oh, my gosh, you guys are from Wisconsin. Are you from Baltimore? And we go, yeah, where are you from? And this guy was from Cuba City. And the woman looked at me, and I said, I'm from Brookfield. She goes, I'm from Brookfield. She looked at me. She goes, where'd you go to school? I said, Brookfield Central. She went, I went to Brookfield Central. She graduated 3 years after I did. 3 years after I did. So she was 3 years younger than I was, not what I thought 5 years older, right? All right. So anyway, what's the likelihood I'm going to meet somebody that graduated from my same high school at an event like this? Now, what do you think Mary Jo did with all that information? I took pictures of us. I took down her name and address, contact information. I said, you know what? This is not a coincidence. We're supposed to meet, blah, 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 blah. So you think I'm not going to follow up with her? What did that have to do with Jason Lester? Nothing. You get this? So have fun. Just meet people. Find a connectedness somewhere. Not that I'm suggesting you're going to go to some of you will find people in your high school class because you're still living in the same high school you grew up in. But if you've moved totally across country, that may not be a likely result. But, you know, whatever happens for a reason, as I say. Follow up on leads. Just a final touch for you guys. I know we're running a little bit over. End of day, text them. This is something new I've never done in the past. We're in a high-tech environment. At the end of the day, we took all the leads out of the bowl each day, and we text people. Always text, and we kind of cut it off. The first night we said 10 o'clock. Then we said maybe 8 o'clock because people, and I don't really care much about that, but people don't like, you don't want to get texts at 2 in the morning. So you want to make sure it's within reason. But the text, was just basically saying, hey, thanks for dropping by our booth today. Great that you're interested in Jason Lester. We look for, you know, best wishes on your race tomorrow, or if you're supporting somebody on their race, we'll be in touch with you early next week. Isn't that great? And they actually got responses from their texts. I know it's a response on the first night. I didn't follow up on the second night. But they got a number of people that responded to the text they sent. Isn't that neat? I just thought, wow, we're a connector society. How much time and effort did that take? I drafted the text response. They put it in once, and all they had to do is copy and paste it to all the other texts, right? All the other phones. So that worked out great. They all knew that we'd touch base with them this week. So you set them up for the next contact, right? And we follow up within each one 3 to 4 days. All of our follow-ups are phone calls. We're not emailing people unless we don't have their phone number. We're sending phone calls personal, find out how they did at the event. Did they have a great time? Talk about our experiences. And, you know, you stop by our booth. I just wanted to give you more information, have you a chance to look at any information regarding Jason Lester. Our booth was all about glyconutrient technology and how this can enhance your performance and endurance. You know, and find out how we can help them, best support them, right? By phone, right? And then we follow up with a 3-point plan format is going to be, you know what, connect with them, get the information, try to get them to a meeting or do a one-on-one meeting, talk to them about what the business is about, get them, never leave off the business, right? And then if you are not doing this in a basis of what we call the taproot, then you want to divide out the leads. This is just common sense. That's why you put information on the backside of each card so that you can trace back the leads to the individual that actually got the lead and or the person that made the most connectiveness with them. So you can split the leads that way. Best to split them in terms of who's going to be best to follow up with them and has the most information, and just be fair with how you share leads. So that's it. Any questions? Are any of you guys interested?
Yes.
Yeah.
The stands that are on the table, where did you get the plastic holders?
You can buy those at any Office Depot, Office Max. You just get a plastic holder. They have plastic on the bottom, and they angle about, you know, 25 degrees, and they're all see-through plastic. You just slip the flyer inside of it. Yep. Simple, easy.
Yeah. Ours didn't have it, but I'll track them down. Walmart.
Good. Yeah. Office Depot, Office Max, they definitely have them anywhere in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Thank you. The timing was impeccable. We set up for the Walla Walla County Fair tomorrow, and it starts on Wednesday, goes through
Sunday
night.
Oh, my gosh. So I got vibes from you to do this presentation today.
Yes. And you know what?
What?
I've already been on your website. I could not find the flyers that you said that Lydia offered, so I just sent her an email to ask, you know, can I see a picture of what those flyers are, because even if we didn't get them till Thursday, but
you've got the outline though for the Monday call. You've
yes.
got it. It's the first pictures after the outline. Run with Jason M5M.
Oh.
It's got the picture of the China Wall. That's the front page, and the second page is that who is Jason Lester? But it's half that size. In other words, two of them. We print them off that they fit 2 to 8.5, 11 sheet of paper.
Oh, I see. Okay, I didn't catch that. And then the last one, Get the Edge. What is that one? That one's just what you put like in your plastic binder, your little stand.
I put it in the stand, and we actually had them sitting, a stack of them sitting on the table to hand out to people if they're interested in looking at all the products Jason took.
Okay.
And it's got the anti-doping statement, okay? So we had it there for a couple of reasons. Probably
all right.
Less important that you hand it out than you have it on display because,
right.
you know, that anti-doping statement's huge. Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? I absolutely love the texting them that night. I don't know who thought of that, but thank you for sharing that because you're right. We're in a very connected society, and everybody's texting nowadays.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
great. So
you know,
I'm glad to have helped you, and good luck on your event. I'll just keep lift you up in prayer on that one. I just
thank
hope everything goes
so
great.
Much. My
Super.
Team is very excited. This is our first event.
Yahoo! Yeah, so you know it's your first event, but what do we have? We have 60 more days. I mean,
I want to make a comment, yes, because we actually have already started looking at some other races to do, but I wanted to make a comment for those that are on the phone. We had one of our team members looking to, make the banners and stuff. We ended up going with the Manitech banners. They are beautiful. Yes, they're $200, but you know what? They're going to last us for years.
Right.
And they're lightweight. They come in a little zip thing. You can just carry them over your shoulder. And they, you take maybe 30 seconds to set up.
Right.
So,
I know. Easy. They're so easy, aren't they? I know.
Yes. And
they're
so,
just wonderful.
Don't,
yeah.
I mean, just realize they can use this at their monthly meetings or their biweekly meetings. They can use the, I mean, they can use these. So don't, I mean, buy it as a team or
right.
have the top upline buy it and everybody rents it each time they want to use it, you know, for $20 or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll
Perfect.
Pay for itself.
It will, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
And
we
would always make the investment in these things because, you know, we want to, you know, anyone upline, presidential or whatever, you want to invest in these tools because it's what excites people to go out and do it. And that's
absolutely.
What's important. Absolutely. Because you don't need, everybody doesn't need to buy them. You just get one set of them and
right.
because you're not going to be, you know, most of the time, we do have multiple events on a couple of our weekends, so we have a little issue with that, but we'll get close enough that we'll be able to manage it. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Perfect.
So
and good luck. I can't wait next Monday. Oh, next Monday's Labor Day. We won't have a call the week after you report in.
You know what? My husband has a business trip to Scotland, and he's invited his bride to go with him.
Scotland?
We're
oh, my gosh. Don't say no to that one, sister.
We're going to anniversary over there, so it coordinates. But I'm going to get all my calls and get in touch with all the people prior to leaving.
Great. Well, so. Congratulations on that, and have a great time in Scotland.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, anyone else? Great, great. Timing's perfect. Yeah, good, good. Well, get out there, people. Just go out and do it. It's a fun thing, and I'm telling you, it builds a lot of team spirit, and everybody has a great time. So hope this helped you guys just get a little momentum going and going out and doing some cool events. And like I said, we got a couple of months left, so everybody can get involved. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you soon.